Did I wake you? I was just wondering if you were asleep. Well, since you're already up, I can't sleep. Do you mind, if I, you know, kept busy? How? Oh, I can think of a few ways. I could read a book or play on my phone, but since you're already awake, I could also, like, I don't know, suck your dick? I thought you might like that idea. Here, scoot toward the middle so I have some space. Now let me just slide down here. Ugh, fuck, I can't untie the string on your PJs. Can you help me untie the knot? Yeah, I kind of bit my nails off. Yeah, just stress, nothing new. Oh, thank you, there it is. Looks like you're already a little hard. Having nice dreams? Oh god, I shouldn't have asked. About what we're doing here? No, not you and me. I mean, like, all of it. Like, what's the purpose of existence? Like, are we born just to die? How can anything we do matter? When compared to the grand scale of the universe? Sorry, just something I was thinking about. Like, I know it's kind of cliche to get anxious about the meaning of life. But I sometimes wonder, like, are we too focused on putting meaning on the meaningless? Like, no one asks a salamander what the meaning of their life is. Like, sure, they have an ecological niche or whatever, but that's not the same as having meaning. I just wonder sometimes, like, where the boundaries are, you know? Like, where do I stop and where does this bed begin? Aren't we made of all the same fundamental components? So, what just becomes some protons are bonded with these neutrons, but not those electrons? You and I are totally different? Or are we just too small to see the boundaries? Like, what if we're all just extensions of the universe? Like, finger puppets it puts on to pretend to be individuals, devoid of any ability to control our own lives, just moving on predestined paths. I guess this is why people turn to a higher power. But even that is just giving a name to your invisible puppet master. Like, what kind of god or whatever gives us enough sentience to understand our own morality? But not enough sentience to understand its purpose. Like, is God just sitting up there on his golden throne saying, "Hey guys, climate change is gonna slowly kill you and destroy your lives, you know it. And the people most affected by it are the ones least responsible for it. Have fun with that." Like, that doesn't sound very benevolent to me. And if it's like some part of grand design, why keep it from us? Like, an architect doesn't hide the plans from the construction workers. But the alternative is just a cold, empty universe driven only by logic and without compassion. So how do we compete with that? It's also like, when do we leave behind? When do we die? Like, for most of us, the only things we leave are like, what? Like, a reputation? A family, maybe? But, like, that's all gone in a blink compared to the expansive infinity of the universe. I don't know, it just feels like... like you get flattened out. All nuance disappears and you either become a saint or a devil. Intentions don't matter. But maybe... intentions never matter. Maybe they're just words we tell ourselves to justify selfish actions. Like, how can the ends justify the means if there's no end? The universe just keeps going onward for forever. I don't know, that's just kind of what I was thinking about. Oh, come on, baby. Give it to me. it, give it all to me. Did you like the... Hey, what's wrong? You look kind of bummed. Was it something I said?